Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. This is Jim. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Right now it's raining outside, so I want to talk about the living water. It is amazing to think about the fact that Jesus Christ, in the book of John, when he outlined the three phases of walking in the Spirit, all three deal with water. This is in John chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 7. So glorious, so awesome. The main thing that every teaching, every message that I want to give, and the main thing we should focus on, Him. Jesus Christ Himself and His presence, His glory, His majesty, the glory of the Lord, so beautiful, and we so often miss it. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is Jesus Christ and His presence, the presence of God Almighty. The Father God, Jehovah, the one true God who created everything, created the universe, glory to God forever, and His Son, Jesus the Christ, who He has elevated to be equal with Himself. Amen. The precious Son of God, the Holy One, the Lord, Jesus Christ the Lord. We have that opportunity to walk with Him, even more to fellowship with Him. Amen, amen. And every message that we give should go back to that. What I just summarized. I'm going to give a practical teaching here, and it's right there in the book of John. I'm just summarizing, and I'm going to give a natural example about water, and all that's good. But that's like the teaching, and that is like 0.00001% of what I want this message to be about. 99.999% is about Him. The one true God, the great and awesome God Almighty, the creator and sustainer of the universe. Amen. The Father of glory, who came down to earth as one of us, Jesus Christ, and He lived just like us. He was born. He grew up as a child. He was a teenager and then a young man. He did 3 years of ministry and He died for the world. What a glorious truth. What a glorious mystery, yet a reality that we, every one of us, can walk with Him every day, all the time. He's all around us all the time. All the time. And it's just awesome. So I do want to get into this quick teaching that all three phases of a walk in the Spirit, when Jesus taught about them, deal with water. The first one, born of water and the Spirit. The second phase, in John chapter 4, the living water, when Jesus said, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life." Amen. And then the third phase, rivers of living water shall flow from the innermost being. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." So, this is Jesus' teachings are eternal and glorious and so incredible and holy and sacred. Forever we will learn about his teachings. So let's begin that eternity by let's try to learn as much as we can from them, but of course remembering that it all goes back to him and his glory. And so in those three phases, born of water and the Spirit. So there's some water. Then the next one, living water. Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water, drinks, just like it's a woman at the well. She's getting water and she's going to, but Jesus said, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. And then it's he says, the water that I give him shall become a fountain. So now we're dealing with a fountain of water. And then the third phase, rivers. So here's the natural thing I wanted to present. It's really pretty, it is incredible to think about how important water is to us as human beings. It might be, along with air, of course, the most important thing that we need to survive. Like, we all know we have to have water to survive. If a human being doesn't have water for 3 days, that human being will die. And it's much more than that, though. Like, our bodies are 70% water. The earth is 70% water. It's really mind-boggling to think about. And yet we take water for granted. Water is an absolute necessity to us as human beings in so many ways. So many ways. The food that we eat is the most common ingredient and the most important ingredient to all the food we eat is water. Fruits and vegetables are 90% or more of water. All the food that we eat, it took water to grow them. With no water, there'd be no food. So, and again, we take it for granted. Like, even in our everyday life, we have running water, and we use it throughout the day, just continually. And we take it for granted. But yet, if we don't have it for 30 minutes or an hour, let's say the water shut off in our home, it's a nuisance. We can deal with that. 2 hours, 3 hours, at that point, it's becoming a pretty big problem. Now remember, a lot of people in the world don't even have running water in their home. They have to go get water and they have to be near water. If we don't have water for a day, it's a crisis, basically. And most of us in the developed world, we've never had to deal with that. We're fortunate. I want to add this. I saw something on, and I'm sure you can find it easily. It's a special picture of the earth that shows all the basically bodies of water and every major, river and creek and stream and all of that in this special photograph. And it's incredible. The whole earth, most of the earth, not all of it, but most of it is filled with these, they look like veins it looks like a drawing where there's just water everywhere on the earth. And it's incredible that most cities are on a river. The original founding of that city, people knew they had to be near water. That's how they traveled. That's how they survived. You got to have water to survive. And so God made the earth with this system of water for human beings. The fact that what we learned back in school, that there's this whole process of the evaporation of water into the sky and then it rains down onto humans, this is incredible. Our incredible God Almighty created the earth to do these things for us so that we could survive and hopefully thrive, and that we could return and give him all the glory for these things and give him our life. He's given us life. He sustains our life. He gives us everything that we have. It's only common sense that we give it our life back to him. Get this. God created every drop of water that has ever been made on the earth. Every drop of water, God created it. I stand by that. I challenge anybody to refute that. He created all the water, the oceans, the rivers, the just mind-boggling amount of water on the earth. He created it all. He offers it to human beings. Every human being who's living, surviving off of this water owes all of the credit for that water to God Almighty, our great and awesome God. Amen. And here's an example. When God withdrew his hand from hell, there's no water in hell. He withdrew himself and his glorious giving person and nature from hell. And so therefore, this place, hell, which is in the middle of the earth, it's the place prepared for the devil and his angels. There's no love. There's no hope. There's no faith. There's no water. There's no food. There's barely any air. There is nothing good. But I want to hone in on, there's no water there. We even see the stories in the Bible. Remember, the rich man was begging for a drop of water. There's people today who have been to hell and have come back, and they say there's no water there. None. Because God withdrew himself from that place in hell. He didn't create hell. He just withdrew himself from it. And now, tragically, the devil deceives people into following him there. It's not right. It's tragic. But I'm just making a point. God created all the water. We should give him glory for... I'm kind of just making a point here, but I mean, every time we consume water or use it, we really should be grateful to God. And so the only normal response should be that we return ourselves to him as living sacrifices. We return our whole being to him. Our spirit, our soul, our body, everything that we are is we give to him and we offer to him. And in just, it's such a privilege. It's living. It's not a sacrifice. This is the greatest privilege ever. So thank you for listening. I hope that these points make sense and that we come back to him, his awesome person and presence, his glory, so beautiful and so wonderful that we can walk with him and know him, and we can fellowship with him. Those three phases, remember, we just have to keep on walking every day, that daily walk, and we go, and you know, and I've said in the other messages, you know, there's kind of four phases. The first phase is being born again, so then you add those next three phases of walking in the Spirit, and so you have four total phases, but born of water in the Spirit, that's that second phase that we want to get into. Only less than 3 or 4% of the people on the earth make it into that second phase, which is in John 3. You can go read it right there. And a very small percentage make it into that third phase, which is the fountain of living water, springing up to everlasting life. That's what is today known as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, we just keep on walking and keep on going. Thanks for listening. Please visit wonderreality.org and see you next time.